Yes, hello and welcome back. I'm Jojo Fraser. It's time for a Mojo Injection, episode 186. Boom, bang, bosh. So nice to have you here, guys. I hope you're well. Hope you are being kind to yourself and making time to laugh and do all the little things that fill you with joy. And I hope this gives you a wee bit of motivation to hook up that mojo this week. That's what we're all about here, keeping it real. I had a fab time away last week. That's why there was no pod. It was so lovely. I felt so chilled, just to disconnect for a bit, get in the forest. I'll try and put a wee vlog up about it actually, on my YouTube or share it on the blog. But yeah, just amazing time away with the fam. And I just love water slides. I love running, such good exercise. One of the water slides we were at, it was a new one, and I was just running up the stairs. I was like, it's the one time I enjoy running up massive flights of stairs to get to the top. And especially when you time it and it's kind of off peak, so there's not big queues. Sometimes there's no queues and we're like, right, we need to go on this slide like five times, so you're up and you're down and oh, love it. But yeah, came back feeling refreshed and just lovely, just nice, as you should on a holiday. We should be able to enjoy them. And there's times in the past I've been so busy that I've not really fully embraced holidays. I've perhaps been doing other things, or still been working by the poolside or whatever. So I felt really thankful that I could properly switch off and enjoy it, because we all need holidays. We totally need them. They're so important. So yes, well chuffed, well thankful, full of gratitude, and yeah, good to be back here in the Mojo Den with you all. And this talk is inspired by a quote that I came across a couple of weeks ago that I shared on my social, by Elizabeth Gilbert, and it says, "Don't ever be ashamed of loving the strange things that make your weird little heart happy. Don't ever be ashamed of loving the strange things that make your weird little heart happy." And I just thought, boom, yes, I'm feeling that. I'm really feeling that. And when I read that, I'd been doing some weird little things that made me really happy and made me laugh a lot, that I'll explain shortly. And it's so important. It's so important. So I just wanted to explore that and give some examples and hope that it encourages you. So yeah, let's jump in, guys. Sending you all my love, all the good vibes, and see you next week. All my love.
Hello.
That's a little voice that Charlie and I, well, the kids and I actually do together. We'll be like mucking about and I'll just be like, hello. But see, if we're out and about somewhere, like we're at the health club and we're walking and there's people nearby and I'm like, hello, Charlie will be like, mom, shh. Or Bonnie will just be mortified. She's like, stop talking in that freaky voice you do. But then we get home and you go into freak mode again. Hello. Whatever little voices we want to do, however we want to act, we just get back to ourselves. But one of the best things I think for our mental health is the ability to have a good laugh and to let go. And I want you to think about the quickest way that you can get there. Think of the times that you've really laughed recently, and I hope you can think of some times where you've really, really laughed. And I want you to think about what you've been up to. What were you doing? Who were you with? What activity were you engaging in? Who were you listening to? What was going on for you? When did you really, really laugh? And I want you to think about how you can get more of that. The time that springs to my mind, quite recently, I was with a group of actors and we're doing a script, and we're adapting this script, and the script was written for two people, but we were split into groups of three. So I was like, well, why don't we just bring a new character in? And I just started getting these ideas. And I used to do a lot of plays when I was younger. I used to write a lot of comedy scripts and just put them on and have a laugh. And I just kind of went a bit all out there. I really, really went for it. And that my character was a crazy kind of stalker type. I don't know where the voice, it was a bit sort of half Gollum-esque, master, but not quite as full-on Gollum, so you're gorgeous. And I started, you know, I sort of got into the scene, and I had it that the guys were sleeping, and they were after a night out and somewhere they weren't used to, and I sort of creep into the room and I'm hovering over them as they sleep and doing all kind of dodgy expressions and voices, and then I go out the room and just totally playing and being over the top silly, really, really silly. And then we had to perform this. And I honestly, before we performed, I was creasing myself. I was just being so stupid. But it was funny, you know, and I couldn't stop laughing, and I loved seeing the reaction of the guys I was acting with, and they were laughing away, and then we performed it to the room, and they were all creasing themselves, and it was the silliest thing. It was off the wall, bonkers, mad, stupid, amazing fun, and I just thought, oh, I'm really, really enjoying myself right now. I'm really playing. I'm not thinking about what others think. I'm using my imagination. I'm being full on creative. I'm bringing it. Whoever this character is, it's just so much fun. Maybe you had to be there. But for me, that was the time that sprung to my mind of a recent, belly, like proper laughing so hard and just having fun, going full on. I want you to think about that time. When was that last time? The last time. Last night, actually, I was with my son, and he loves to do comedy plays. And we've been playing hide and seek. I said, oh, let's do that wee game. And sometimes we base our plays on bedtime stories. I've told them in the past, and I tell this story about when I was a kid and I was playing with my friend we were away at a family friend's house, and I tell this story about how my friend and I went snooping through the parents' drawers and I found this pair of red pants and put them on my head, and I completely like elaborate the story, and basically, in my bedtime story, the parent comes in and catches me with her pants on my head. And, what are you doing? Joanne! Joanne! And my mum goes nuts. And you can imagine, the kids are loving this story. So last night, Charlie and I are acting this play and putting the pants on her head. And then pants on my head. And he wants to play Naughty Joanne. And I go in and he's got the pants on his head. And we were just creasing ourselves. And we were just being really, really stupid. And it was glorious. It was glorious. We need to embrace these moments more. I'm encouraging you. My homework for you this week is to give you permission to embrace your inner freak. Your inner that imagination that knows no boundaries. Just really get amongst it, have a laugh, and go for it. You know, sometimes we're scared to show that goofy side, aren't we? We're scared to show that big kid in us. We're scared to create because our mind may have the chance to call on any imperfections or think about what others are going to say, and are they going to judge us? And you know, the night that I put on that little play with the stalker type peering over the guys in their sleep, you're gorgeous, and doing all my funny little things that I made up, there was no time. You know, we had 10 minutes to get this ready. There was no time. We just had to go for it, to go with the imagination, to get creative, to play, to try things out and have fun. There's no time to overthink it. Sometimes you just have to go with it, whether that's, you know, getting your journal out, getting a canvas out to do some painting, writing a script, doing a funny video or whatever it is that you want to do, making up plays with the kids or being creative in the kitchen or whatever fills you with joy and happiness and mojo. My permission, I'm giving you full permission right now to embrace that. Because sometimes in life we're scared. The other week, one of the things I love to do, right, is watch my kids play. I just could sit and watch them play and I love it. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And yeah, the other week Charlie was really going for it. He had all his toys out. I was like, this is fantastic. And he was making all the noises and he was being the goofy, amazing weirdo that, we all have within us. And it was just the most beautiful thing to watch. And I'm just peering in and I know when he sees that I'm watching, there's a very good chance he's going to stop. I don't want him to stop. So I'm sort of peering from afar in the corridor. And I'm like, I just have to tell him. So I pop my head round and he sees I'm looking. He's like, Mum, don't watch me. Don't watch me. I said, why? Why can't I watch you? I love watching you play. You're so cool. You're so funny. You're so creative. And he's like, Mum, it's embarrassing. Don't watch. And I'm like, but you know I'm goofy. You know I've got, you've seen my playful side. So you don't have to hide that from me. But even though it was me and it wasn't like I was his teacher or a complete stranger, even though it was just me, he was still saying, don't watch me. I'm embarrassed, because his mind was saying, this ain't cool. His mind was telling him not to. And I was like, play, play, play. And he's like, Mom, just go. I was like, okay, I'm walking away. And I gave him his space and he went back to it. And I had a wee listen from the other room. Oh, I could hear the voices again. And he was going for it. And I was like, yes, he's playing. And that made me very, very happy. What stops you from having a laugh? Well, obviously it's when we take ourselves too seriously, and that could be because of fear, because of pressure, because of, the ego expectations. All these things can stop us from playing, stress, the various things. I would encourage you, for me, those days, and it's just to be aware of the days where your mind's telling you not to have fun, or be aware of the times that you are taking yourself too seriously. Because I think it's so important to see the silver lining and to joke. I know sometimes things can feel a bit fresh and we're not ready to joke about stuff. But when we can have a laugh and a joke about something, like, you should hear some of the things I've joked about myself from pretty dark times. And I like it. I like being able to laugh at, a version of me who was perhaps really unwell, or, a mistake I've made, or just something silly. Being able to laugh about that is so empowering. And just to realise that we can all be a bit flawed. We can all be freaking amazing as well. But just to realise how it feels empowering when you can just take the piss out of yourself. Be like, oh, I was a total fanny. Did I really say that? Did I really do that? Well, that's fine. That's fine. We've all been there. We've all made mistakes. Some of us have been through trauma. Some of us have had illnesses where we've not been ourselves. If it's been mental illness, then of course you are off the hook, because you're not in control when a mental illness takes over. It's okay to look back with mistakes. And if people are judging you, then that's more about their issue and their lack of compassion and their lack of understanding to see that you perhaps weren't yourself. It's more about them than you. So be kind to yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously and have fun. This is your permission this week to have fun, to embrace the inner freak, to care less what others think, because life is very, very precious, very, very short, and we want to enjoy it. So I hope these reminders just put a wee bit spring up your step. We spring up your step. Is that even an expression? A spring in your step, spring up your step, to just go out and get it. And I hope you play, guys. Hope you keep playing. I'm sending you all my love, and I'll see you next week. Mwah. As you know, I also love a good sing-along. My tune of the week, it came on Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, I'm very late to that party. I was watching it and I was like, I've not heard that song in ages. I'm going to get a wee karaoke. Always singing around here, and I'm aware it's one of those things that people will be like, what is she doing if I put videos up of me singing? But I don't care because I love it. Just as the quote says, do things that make your little heart happy. As long as you're not harming anyone else, people can call you a dickhead, a fanny, an asshole. It doesn't matter. Just do it. And singing will always make me feel happy. So let's sing out, guys. Other Side of the World, Katie Tunstall. If you want to be sing along, this is a good one. Get involved. Over the sea and far away, she's waiting like an iceberg, waiting to change. But she's cold inside, she wants to be like the water. I want to be like the water. I'm an absolute water baby. Can't get enough of it. All the muscles tighten in her face, buries her soul in one embrace. They're one and the same, just like water. Then the fire fades away, the most of every day is full of tired excuses. But it's too hard to say. I wish it was simple, but we give up easily. You're close enough to see that you're on the other side of the world to me. That was a pretty bum note there, I'm sorry guys. But as I say, sing like no one's listening. That's my tune. That's what I've been singing karaoke to. Keep singing, guys. Keep swimming. Keep being kind to yourself and embrace that little weirdo in there that loves to play. Mwah.